Based in Portland, Clonmine and Business Park, Portlaoise Enterprise Centre offers an extensive range of facilities to help businesses grow and develop. First opened 10 years ago, the facility has proved to be the springboard for many exciting companies. Earlier today, I spoke to Centre Coordinator Patricia Frayne and began by asking Patricia about the centre and the services it offers.
Well, the Enterprise Centre, as you correctly say, was 10 years open here back in 2017, and we celebrated by having a lunch in the centre. And I suppose the Enterprise Centre is a partnership between Laois County Council and the company here, Portlaoise Enterprise Centre Limited. And it was basically opened, I suppose, as a space for business people that were looking for affordable workspaces within their community when starting up or trying to develop their businesses.
And what sort of services do you offer then? A young startup company, maybe a few young entrepreneurs looking for that initial leg on the ladder.
Well, generally, when I get an inquiry from someone like that, Ronan, I ask them to come in and meet with me. We'll have a chat and see what we have here that will fit them. So depending on the type of business, we have a number of different services available. One of the most popular things we offer is a thing called a hot desk, and that is basically a desk within a shared office. So at the moment, we have 5 hot desks in the centre, and at those 5 desks, we have 5 people that are doing completely different things, just working within the same space. It's cost effective, it's social, it's good for people starting out to get to network and have support within their environment. Following on from that then, we would have sort of small office spaces. So for somebody that maybe is a little bit further down the road, business is established and they're now looking for their, if you like, their own front door, we have some small office spaces that again would be priced to be, competitive. And from where people then can run their businesses.
And could you give us a flavour of some of the businesses maybe that are utilising both those hot desks and those co-working or shared office spaces?
Yes, well, at the moment we have so many different, types of business. They're all very diverse. But I suppose to give you an idea, within our hot desk environment, we would have people who are doing things like, web design, sort of business consultancy. We have actually one of your own employees is actually here. Midlands 103 has a presence here in the Enterprise Centre and has one of our hot desks. And within our small office spaces then, we would have people that are doing things like financial planning. We have people who develop and manufacture and install exhibition display stands. There's a whole variety of different things. We have an engineering consultancy practice also based up here. So no two offices are the same. And I suppose, it's really good to see that diversity within the centre because people get to network, they get to make business alliances. And one of the key things we try to do here is focus on that sort of community spirit here within the centre.
It strikes you as quite a diverse mixture of services, indeed people as well, and that I think is the ethos of a co-working space, that you've got people there that you can collaborate with and share challenges or issues with and the networking side of it too. In addition to the hot desks and that, I mean, you also offer training facilities that can be rented, can they?
That's absolutely right, yes we do, and that's open to anybody who is looking for training spaces. The room is probably, it's configured to be used as an IT training room, but that's not its own only purpose. It's quite possible to just organise it slightly differently. So if there's anybody listening who is looking for a training space, certainly there's no problem. Give us a call. We'd be delighted to help you out if we could.
The initial idea to establish an enterprise centre, we're talking again 2007, so just before maybe the economic crash really took hold, it's obviously, yeah, a credit to people behind it that it managed to sustain itself and indeed grow the businesses there. But where did the initial concept come from?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a very, I suppose it's probably hard to even remember back that far now because thankfully we're sort of seeing, some green shoots and things hopefully are starting to pick up and move in the right direction. Back when the centre would have opened its doors, it was a very different economic climate that it opened its doors within. So I suppose we have to credit back, as I said to you, that this is a partnership between Laois County Council and there's a limited company then which sort of manages the business, if you like. And that company has a voluntary board of directors who would have some representatives from Laois County Council. We have representatives from Carlow IT. And then we also have some representatives from the sort of the wider business community. So there's a really diverse group of people. It's a voluntary position. So we really owe them a huge debt of gratitude for the input they make with to the centre and the skills, I suppose, and experience and direction that they bring to the business and to the, you know, the centre itself.
Do you find many companies maybe come in, use it as a starting block for, you know, maybe a number of years and then have to, and then almost outgrow your facility? Is that, does that happen?
Well, that happens, and I suppose we welcome all scenarios. I suppose we certainly would never, we don't have a policy where somebody is actually ever asked to leave as such. We hope that, you know, it's their choice to leave, obviously, if they feel that the centre isn't maybe big enough or doesn't provide them with the services that they need because their company has grown. Equivalently, if somebody is here and, you know, maybe they're a one-person operation and that's the nature of the business. The business maybe doesn't have that huge potential for growth, but still is a sustainable business, which is providing employment. Again, we're quite happy. We think it's good to have a mix here, you know, from start-up to established, because again, we were talking about that thing of community, when people are mixing, if somebody is here and they're in a start-up situation, you know, and they're getting to chat to somebody who has an established business, you know, there's really good opportunities there for people to swap ideas, or if something's maybe not going quite to plan, you know, there could be somebody here that has the experience of having something similar happen and can chat and describe maybe what happened to them and how they got around it. And, you know, so we think having experience here is beneficial for all of us.
Well, many thanks indeed to Patricia Frain, and well done to all involved with Portlaoise Enterprise Centre. Patricia was in touch to remind me that the centre are currently promoting their availability as a location for employees, hoping to reduce their commuting journeys by working from the centre for even one day per week. So somebody may be trying to cut that commute on the M7 there on a daily basis. Get in touch with Patricia, www.enterprisecentre.ie, or give a call on 057 86 88 714.